know, Kevin, one of the things that people talk about with the tight end position is that you'd like them always to be as well-rounded as they possibly can be. Now, a lot of these practices are not padded. Some of them are, some of them aren't. How do you get them to be all-around tight ends?
Well, I mean, you just work your individual drills, you work your techniques, the things that they can do when they don't have pads on. And that's the footwork, that's the hand placement, you're working off of bags and things like that. These last couple days when we have had the pads on, that's when you can really be physical. That's when you can show what you have and what you've taken from your technique work, you bring it right onto the field and you finish. That's the key to it, is finish. And that's what we did a great job of yesterday, as far as the effort to finish. The techniques aren't necessarily there yet.
Now, sometimes the players get a little bit bored and monotonous with camp, but you guys are going to have these two practices out in Cincinnati before the preseason game. How much does that get the juices flowing, and how much does that help you evaluate when they're going against other people like that?
It'll be terrific. It's going to be a great barometer for our guys. You know, going against somebody with a different color jersey on is always different than going against somebody that you see every day. You don't know them as well, so you better trust your techniques. And we'll be able to evaluate where our guys are and where we need to make the improvements and where we feel like we need to just continue to stay steady and steadfast.
Now, a lot of times in each of the individual position rooms, sometimes the players will have little games amongst themselves to increase the competition. Is there anything in the tight ends room that you guys have done to increase the competition between one another?
You know, nothing specific. Those guys, they hold each other accountable more with jokes than anything else.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't look good or doesn't get a good release off
the line, gotta get good laughs then.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Then they basically, you know, tell them that's five. You know, that's five. And then that's basically what they do to call each other out. And then, you know, what it does do is it makes them focus the next time they've got a guy in their face and they're trying to get a release. Makes them focus if they fell down coming out of a break, why they fell down. And how to fix it. And I'm the guy who teaches them how to fix it. And then they put it into action because they know they're going to be called out by their teammates.